Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here from First Works Baptist Church. I want to give you a little update regarding this past weekend. We had a soul winning marathon in the city of Santa Ana in Southern California, and it was a complete success. We had 67 soul winners out and then a total of 37 salvations. And it was a great day. Had a lot of new people out, a lot of new soul winners. First time going to a marathon, 37 salvations. It was great. But of course, you know, the Bible tells us that when there's a great and effectual door open unto us, that there's many adversaries. And that was definitely the case on Saturday. You see, during the first half, we got a lot of people saved, and I was with my soul winning partner, my wife and kids, and we're actually just finishing up the first half. And my soul winning partner was knocking on a door at an apartment complex, and so I decided to wait on the sidewalk with my family. And at which point, there was a group of guys who came walking up to me, and I just thought maybe they were interested in what we were saying, maybe they wanted an invitation. And so I handed them an invitation. I said, hey, I just want to give you this. I want to invite you to our Easter service. And, you know, we're just out here inviting folks to church. And the first guy walked up to me and just simply asked me, well, what's your name? And I said, my name is Bruce. And they said, what's your last name? And I said, Mejia. And they said, what are you preaching? And I said, I'm preaching the gospel. And they said, no, but what are you preaching? And I thought that was kind of strange. And so I thought to myself, well, maybe these are some false prophets from some local church that they think this is their territory or whatever, and you know, they want to get into a doctrinal debate or something. And so I just simply told him, well, I'm preaching God's word. And he looked down at the invitation and he looked back up at me and he basically said, well, what do you believe about gay people? And at that point I knew who they were, you know. And I simply responded, I looked them dead in the eyes and I said, well, you already know what I believe. Because you already know who I am. And so And he looked back and he began to twitch and he looked like he was very irate. And he basically began to cuss and say, well, you can't preach your homophobic blank here. And I looked at him and I said, well, I can preach whatever I want, whenever I want. And they said, well, this is our neighborhood and you can't preach here. And I said, well, if you have a problem with it, you can go call the police on me if you want. But I'm not going to stop preaching because it's not against the law. God's called me to preach the word of God. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. And you're too late. I already have over 50 soul winners out here preaching the word of God. We've been out here for 2 hours. You're too late. You know, you're too late, reprobate. And so, you know, they began to have some body language as though they were going to jump me. And I really thought that they were. I thought they were going to assault me. So I took my wife and kids and I just put them behind me. And I was just kind of waiting for that. But then I realized that they didn't notice that my soul winning partner was in the back. And I didn't want them to notice that. I wanted them to be completely oblivious to that so he can get the person saved and just kind of walk away and not have to worry about these guys. So I just said, you know what? I'm already done with this area. I'm already leaving. To which they replied, yeah, you better leave and you better get out of here. And so I began to walk away and they walked away and that was pretty much the end of it. I texted my soul winning partner. I said, hey, these guys were giving me a hard time. They recognized me from the news. And so I had to leave. And he was fine. He made it back safely. But then the second half, a couple of the men and I just went back and actually a group of men went back to go do some more soul winning there because it was really receptive. I mean, a lot of people were getting saved. The people were very open to the gospel. And we got there and we're getting people saved. But then, you know, a group of people started following us around and kind of harassing us and making menacing gestures towards us. And so at that point, I basically told my soul winning partner, you know what, I think we need to call it a day. I don't want to put anybody at risk here. It's time to go. But here's the thing. We still saw 37 salvations. We had 67 soul winners out. It was a complete success. And it proves the point that when the Bible says, you know, there's a great and effectual door open unto us, there are many adversaries. And that's completely true. And that's why it's important that when we go preach the gospel, we pray that the word of God would have free course and that we would be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. You know, and I believe that the word of God had free course in the city of Santa Ana. That's why we got 37 salvations. And even aside from that, we handed out a bunch of YouTube cards with a QR code with my gospel presentation on there. And the views on the gospel presentation went up on YouTube. And so that was great. So more people heard the word of God. You know, the work was accomplished. And you know what? God delivered us from unreasonable and wicked men, those who do not have faith, those who are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And so I want to just make this video to encourage you to keep going forward, keep preaching the gospel in spite of persecution, in spite of the revilings, in spite of you know, all manner of evil that they may say against you. You know, if you're soul winning, you're doing God's work, God's hand is on you. You know, fear not what man can do unto you. And you know what? God's protecting us. And so I want to thank you for praying for us, praying for our protection, praying for our success in this matter of soul winning and missions. And please continue to pray for First Works Baptist Church as we continue to do the First Works. Amen. God bless and have a great one.